If you're looking to get your kids more involved with your next trip away, perhaps even involving them in the decision of where to go, well, there's an app for that. It's called Bound Round. And on the line to talk about the app and how it came about is its founder, Janice Keller. Welcome to Tech Daily, Janice.
Hi, thanks very much for having me, Andy.
That's okay. Now, Janice, so you've designed Bound Round specifically for 8 to 12-year-olds. Why that age group?
Look, kids between 8 and 12 really like to, we found, have a say in what they're doing while they're on holidays. The younger kids tend to be more passive. When we first launched a proof of concept, it was for the 5 to 12-year-olds. And what we found was that the younger age group like to be told what they're going to do and then find out more, whereas the 8 to 12-year-olds really wanted to get involved in that decision-making process. And they had a pretty strong opinion on what they thought would be good or not. And there's nothing really else out there for that age group to allow them to have a say.
Dare I ask about maybe the 13 to 17-year-olds?
You know, it's funny. I get asked that quite often. And as much as I'd love to work with the 13 to 17-year-olds, they're a little fickle in their nature, and creating a digital platform that's going to be as compelling as Instagram or Twitter or other social media sites is probably a bit tough for us at this stage.
Okay, fair enough. How does Bound Round differ from other travel apps that adults might use then to plan holidays or other travel?
Yeah, look, Bound Round is really aimed at the 8 to 12-year-old market, and there's nothing else for them. It's not so much about booking and clicking through to buy your tickets or book a hotel, which is what the adult sites are about. Really, Bound Round is so that kids can hear what other kids think is great. So think of it more like a trip advisor for 8 to 12-year-olds, where you can see peer recommendations and what other kids think is cool.
Okay, maybe we'll go a little bit deeper on that. If you maybe describe the experience for kids, you know, they open the app for the first time. What are they facing? What are the choices they have in there? What sort of activities can they do?
So when you open the app for the first time, you've got a globe and it spins so you can navigate the world. You fly into one of the planes, so the icons are planes on the globe, and you fly in to see different places that there are that kids would find fun. Everything from skate parks and beaches to theme parks and restaurants. And when you're actually exploring that place, what you can see is you can see photos with fun facts around that particular area, or you can see videos that have been filmed and produced by local kids or visiting kids that are between 8 and 12, so that you can hear what kids think is fun to do. There are mini games, things like word searches and jigsaw puzzles.
So the app is described as a great tool for getting kids more involved with the planning process for holidays. So how does it come into play when the destination for, say, a family trip away is yet to be decided?
So if, for example, you were saying to your kids, we were trying to decide whether or not we go to the Gold Coast or Phillip Island for the Easter school holidays, what the kids would be able to do is would be able to go into the map, explore the different things that there are to do in the Gold Coast and in Phillip Island. They could flag different places that they think sounds fun, so they mark it with a smiley face, and then they can actually be part of that decision-making process. So mum and dad say, we want to go to the Gold Coast because we want to go and see Aunt Jenny, and we think it'd be great to go to an amusement park. Whereas the kids, if they've had a look at the Gold Coast and Phillip Island, say, you know what, I'd really like to go to Phillip Island because I'm super keen to see Nana and the penguin parade is on my bucket list.
Fair enough. And speaking of which, at launch you had around 60 destinations in the app, and you've just said to me off the air that you're doing some work on Phillip Island now. Is that a part of the plan to constantly add more content to the app?
Yeah, it is. We've just been this weekend actually creating content for Phillip Island, and our plan is by the end of this calendar year to have all of the places around Australia and a lot of the Pacific and a number of Asian destinations as well.
Excellent. Well, the Bound Round app was launched just last month. How's it been received so far?
So far, it's been received really well. At the moment, it's just on iOS. So just for iPhone, iPad and iPod touches.
Yep.
What we're planning on doing is expanding that out to Android and web over the next couple of months. And so that way we're able to reach a much broader audience and make it much more accessible for all kids.
Okay then, Janice, maybe give us the final sell on Bound Round. Why do we need it? How's it going to make our holidays away better?
So for kids, if you're traveling with kids, SoundRound is the perfect travel companion. It keeps the kids quiet for part of the journey and lets them really engage and find the things that they want to do. So no more stressing about, are we choosing the right theme park? Have we got the right itinerary that's going to get the most out of this holiday with our kids? Let them participate in that decision-making process by downloading SoundRound for iPhone and iPad.
Right, hit up the App Store then for SoundRound. Janice, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much, Andy. Appreciate it.